40 years ago this week, Detroit was on fire. The 1967 riot, fueled by black anger over jobs and police violence, left 43 dead and more than 2,000 buildings in ruins. It also prompted a work of art that today looks down on the city's halls of justice. Philip Martin reports.
Raphael Bedden, his black beret tipped slightly to the right, points to an empty, weed-choked lot on Detroit's east side. It's where his house once stood.
Looking around and see the devastation, and some people still live here, and this is still home to them. Like, it's still home to me, because just looking at this empty lot here brings back a lot of memories.
Not all of them good. On the night of July 23, 1967, he remembers sitting in the dark on the front stoop along with his mother, four brothers, and three sisters. The police came through shouting on bullhorns.
And they said, please stay on your porches, do not leave. If you have lights on, turn your lights off.
As fires erupted several blocks away, 19-year-old Raphael Bedden went into his bedroom and began to paint by candlelight. The amateur artist worked full-time at the corner convenience store and a few days earlier brought home a potato bag, which he stretched out and used as a canvas.
I couldn't afford brushes, so I used rags and tied the rags around my fingers. And I started painting images of a black woman. And I do believe that black woman represents my mother, because I was very close with my mother. The younger boy in the picture represents my brothers. Then the young girl represents the sister. And then this gentleman, who is head of household, I felt was myself.
With his older brother off fighting the war in Vietnam, it was up to Raphael Bedden to take care of his family in the aftermath of the war at home. He finished his painting on the last day of the riots and called his portrait of a black family huddled together for safety, praying for daylight. Bedden decided to sell it and found a buyer in Melvin Cates, a lawyer who'd represented the family in a civil dispute. He paid $300 for the painting. The 81-year-old struggles to recall the exact circumstances, but Cates well remembers the painting and the social atmosphere of 1967.
I was with a very liberal firm in those days, and we were concerned about what was happening to the population of Detroit as a consequence of the riots. And I wanted to show the good part of how people can get together and be as one people. It's hard for me to remember that far back on all of the details, but I was impressed by the picture when I saw it.
Cates gave Praying for Daylight a prominent place in his living room in Detroit's Lafayette Towers, a luxury high-rise that was built on the remains of a bulldozed black neighborhood. Cates says he was often asked by friends and acquaintances to explain the story of the painting. Among the curious was Detroit Circuit Court Judge Bruce Morrow.
Any questions?
On a typical day, Judge Morrow hears about seven cases, many involving assaults, robbery, and murder. Morrow says he and those who come before him need some relief.
I like my space, my area, to be as spiritual uplifting as possible.
And that's why a year and a half ago, Melvin Cates gave Judge Morrow Praying for Daylight. In a courtroom full of paintings, etchings, and sketches by inmates, prosecutors, and fellow jurors, Raphael Bedden's painting stands out.
He was living in the most affected areas with the chaos and the confusion and rage and despair. And this was his way in that darkness to provide some guidance for himself. You know, there's nothing angry in that picture.
Bedden continues to paint. For the last 40 years, he's paid the bills from his job as a meat packer. As he walks through his old neighborhood, he takes out a pencil and starts sketching some of the boarded-up buildings. Art, he says, is his only outlet, just as it was 40 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Philip Martin.